Lake Effect continues on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Mitch Tyke.
And I'm Bonnie North. As Alice Cooper once sang, school's out for summer. Many kids in the Milwaukee area are done, and the rest will be soon, which means that for a lot of kids, we're just a few short days away from the point where they complain about being bored.
But there is a cure for that affliction, and it comes through the advice of writer Stacy Tornio and the co-author of her new book, Jack Tornio, who happens to be Stacy's 15-year-old son. Their book is called 101 Outdoor Adventures to Have Before You Grow Up. They're going to share suggestions from time to time throughout the summer, starting with today's show. Welcome to both of you.
Oh, thanks so much for having us.
Yep.
We're going to have you join us a handful of times over the summer to talk about some adventures that you can have that are kind of an outgrowth of the book that the two of you co-authored. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about how this book evolved. Stacy, you've been sort of a longtime nature writer, but how did the collaboration with your son happen?
Last spring, we were talking about how most kids' books are written by adults, which of course they are. But we were like, wouldn't it be cool if a book actually had a kid's perspective? And so I asked Jack, I'm like, what do you think of the idea of giving that kid's perspective? And I really didn't know what he was going to say. And he like jumped at the chance.
Yeah, I really did. I thought it was a cool experience, so I could like tell about all my outdoor adventures that I've done and talk about new ones that I will end up doing in the near future.
So you have been like kind of an outdoors guy your whole life, right?
Yeah, I've gotten poison ivy a lot of times to prove it.
Is that actually in the book? Do you recommend doing that at least once while you're growing up?
I don't think you can really have that outdoors experience unless you actually like experience like a consequence of the outdoors, if you know what I'm saying.
But we do recommend learning how to identify poison ivy.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing so that you can avoid it.
How do you think a kid's perspective, either of you, a kid's perspective differs from an adult perspective when it comes to talking about these kinds of adventures?
I really feel like kids can really understand that. And like as a teenager, I can really understand what kids are going through and like can really talk to them and appeal to their like fun and creative sides to motivate them to go outside.
Now I know she's sitting across the console from you. Are there things that she wants to do that you just roll your eyes at that you tried to avoid in the book?
You know what? It might be the other way around.
Oh, really?
It really is.
Because Jack is, like, so adventurous that he's up for anything. And it's, like, it's notoriously known among my close family and friends that I don't love camping. Like, I don't love tent camping and being on the ground.
I'm laughing only because I'm about to go to Door County, and I'm going to sheepishly admit that the rest of my family is tent camping, and I am staying a couple miles away in a hotel.
See? That would be me. And so Jack is, like, let's do this, let's do that. And sometimes I have to like, okay, I'm not quite ready. Or like he pushes me in ways that are really, really wonderful.
So we're going to, over the course of the summer, talk about a handful of ideas. But let's talk about a big picture idea, and that is the summer bucket list. I think we know what a bucket list is, but what goes into making a good summer bucket list?
Everybody gets input. And so it's like make a list of your 3 to 5 things that you want to do. And they can be places you want to go. They can be just things you want to do. Like I want to make jam or I want to make fresh salsa. And so they can really be anything. And then we try to combine them all together and narrow down on a few so we can like start putting it on the calendar.
So you just suggested a few things. Have you already made a summer bucket list as we're having this conversation today?
Sometimes, but like I've kind of made like an overall bucket list in general. Like it's been like
a life's bucket list.
Yeah, like I've gone to the Grand Canyon before to like view it, but it's always been like a dream of mine to actually hike the whole Grand Canyon and go all the way down and all the way back up. And I feel like that would be a really fun experience for me.
One of the other things I notice, I forget which adventure it is, but it's actually a point that you made, which is to cut yourself some slack. I think it was learn how to set up a tent, but to cut yourself some slack if you don't get it right away. And I would imagine that even an ambitious bucket list, you might have to just concede you're not going to get to everything on it.
Yeah, and I mean, one example of that is like biking, and that's one that Jack is, he's like, wants to start biking places, and he's 15, and it's like, well, yeah, we could bike to the farmer's market. There's a lot of like beer gardens or concerts happening, and so that can start really small of like biking to the local park and then taking it a little bit more and a little bit further each time.
Let me ask a dumb question. Do you have the bucket list printed out someplace? Do you have it on an app on your phone? How do you kind of hold yourself to it?
We use a calendar, or we're right in the middle of making ours. So like everyone has been tasked with the idea of come up with some ideas. And then we will use a physical calendar. Like you can just print one off and we will start to put things on the calendar.
Well, I know you said, Jack, that you've kind of have one for your whole life. But is there one thing that as we're talking at the beginning of June, you want to make sure you do this summer?
I like to go outdoors a lot, as we all know. And like I go up north a lot at my grandma's cabin. So I just like to do new things there. Like I haven't hiked or like biked a mountain trail there or in like a really long time, like 4 or 5 years. So maybe get back to that this summer at some point during the year. At least if it's not like the biggest bike ride, maybe like a 1 mile like bike all around the trail.
I imagine one of the tricks is when you're compiling a bucket list as a whole family, you have to be kind of mindful of the different ages and abilities that everybody has.
Yeah, and that's why like you really need to take turns and kind of do something that everybody wants to do. Like Wisconsin is great in the summer, and so like Cave of the Mounds, I've never been there. And like actually I've talked to several people and they're like, oh yeah, I've kind of heard of that and I've never been. And so, like, that's something on my list. And, like, what a great time to go into a cave, which is cooler than in the summer, you know. So there's so much to do within driving distance, even in Milwaukee, that you can really make it a whole family event.
Driving distance or maybe biking distance.
Right. That's right.
Well, Stacy and Jack Tornio, thanks to both of you.
Thank you for having us.
Yep, thanks.
Contributor Stacy Tornio is the author of several books about nature, including her latest, co-authored by her son Jack. It's called 101 Outdoor Adventures to Have Before You Grow Up.